The political dynamic in Washington has changed, with Democrats in the new United States Congress ready to confront President Donald Trump. The Democrats have taken back control of the House of Representatives, and after 8 years, Nancy Pelosi has reclaimed the Speaker's gavel, making her the most powerful woman in US politics.
The tellers agree in their tallies that the total number of votes cast is 430. Of which the Honorable Nancy Pelosi of the state of California has received 220.
Our North America correspondent James Glenday is in Washington.
By any measure, it is a remarkable comeback, Kim. That is certainly for sure. 8 years ago, she lost the Speaker's chair and gavel, and since then, she'd been written off, she was criticised for the way she speaks, and she was a real lightning rod for Republicans who tried to portray her as an out-of-touch San Francisco liberal. Indeed, ahead of the November midterm elections, a lot of conservatives tried to tie Democrats in tight races to Ms. Pelosi's views and agenda. Now, though, she's again the most powerful woman in US politics, the only woman ever elected to Speaker, and perhaps more significantly, she's going to be seen by a whole range of people as the de facto opposition to Donald Trump's administration, certainly until there is a Democratic presidential candidate. This is part of what Ms. Pelosi had to say to the House shortly after being elected.
Under the dome of this temple of democracy, the capital of the United States, we renew the great American experiment. I'm particularly proud to be the woman Speaker of the House of this Congress, which marks the 100th year of women having the right to vote.
So, James, what is Nancy Pelosi hoping to achieve with her new power and influence?
She has to, first of all, manage some expectations within her own party. That is going to be a challenge because there are a huge range of views in the Democratic Party about the best way to take the fight to Donald Trump. But we certainly know she is going to fight. Already anticipating victory in the Speaker's race, which she had locked up some time ago, Ms. Pelosi gave an interview this morning where she said it was an open question as to whether or not Donald Trump could be indicted while still occupying the White House if he's found to have done anything wrong by special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, which is, of course, looking into collusion between the president's campaign team and Russia. And significantly, she also refused to rule out starting impeachment proceedings at some stage over the next 2 years. She didn't say the Democrats would do it straight away, but she certainly didn't rule it out in the long run.
So, James, in the short term, the Democrats say that they're determined to end the partial US government shutdown, which is now in its 13th day. They want to do it as soon as possible. What do they have planned?
They're going to pass some spending bills over the next couple of hours that are going to fully reopen government if they are approved. But those bills are based on some ideas some Republicans have previously put forward. Crucially, though, they don't have any money for Donald Trump's border wall with Mexico, let alone the many billions he's demanding at a minimum. And so they are going to be ignored by the Senate, which has also been newly sworn in and which is also still controlled by the Republicans and the party's leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell.
We need a bicameral, bipartisan compromise solution. The legislation that House Democrats reportedly plan to vote on later today is, in my view, not a serious attempt to check all three of those boxes. So I would call it political theater, not productive lawmaking.
And Kim, even though a lot of people here in Washington are talking about possible ways to end the shutdown, a solution really does still seem some way off. Neither the White House or the Democrats have shifted in their positions at all, really, over the past couple of weeks, though some talks between leading Democrats and the president's staff could resume tomorrow.
North America correspondent James Glenday.